We know the NFL Week 1 slate just about in the rearview mirror. There's still Jets and Niners a little bit later on tonight. But yesterday, the story in the NFL was the Patriots.
Third and goal for the Patriots. First play of the second quarter. Running play. It's Stevenson. Touchdown. Patriots strike first.
And they ended up winning 16-10 against Cincinnati, which knocked a lot of people out of Survivor, by the way. But we're in a unique spot because our producer, Drew, is a Cincinnati Bengals fan. The Chiefs are playing Cincinnati at Arrowhead this coming Sunday. Drew, that was the worst loss of the season in Week 1, and it might still end up being the worst loss of the season, period, for any team. The New England Patriots, really? Jacoby Brissett just beat... We joked last week. We weren't even taking it seriously.
I can't even name any of their wide receivers. Is Kendrick Bourne still on the team?
He is not, I don't think.
Okay, well, then I can name zero Patriots wide receivers.
I don't know where he's at these days.
It's interesting, just because the way the Patriots... Like, their strength is Ramondre Stevenson. It's the weakness of the Bengals... Run defense is as bad as it was last year, where they ranked basically dead last.
Are you just saying it was a bad matchup heading into that game? It sounds like you're saying that was a bad matchup for your Cincinnati Bengals against Jacoby Brissett.
Patriots haven't been a bad matchup for any team in the NFL in years.
I'm saying what the Patriots do well, the Bengals still apparently do not do very well.
So you are saying it's a matchup.
The biggest thing, though, you didn't even play the biggest play of the game, and that was Tanner Hudson.
Yeah, the Bengals did not execute.
Motion man, Hudson. The throw caught. Hudson lost the ball. Looked like a touchdown. Instead, it's a turnover.
Yeah, not a disciplined football team. That's what it sounded like in September to me. Cincinnati wasn't ready to play. They sat everybody in the preseason. Zach Taylor didn't have his team ready to go. They lose at home. In the orange out that you were saying that there's no vibes in the NFL, you need orange outs around the league, Cincinnati lost.
The orange out was not a thing that they promoted like that. The stripe stuff is, but anyways, they had three costly mistakes, one of which was that Tanner Hudson one, and I mean they score a touchdown there, they kick field goal 17-16. I think the Bengals win and. Conversation. I know that, but we're having a different conversation. In terms of everybody looked bad on Sunday. This one is particularly bad because it's the New England Patriots, and Zach Taylor is now 1-10 in the opening two games of the season in his career as a head coach. And I think at this point it's what are they doing wrong differently? What are they doing differently than everybody else where they just look unprepared and not ready to go? In Week 1, the Ja'Marr Chase conversation with the contract stuff obviously is a bit of a distraction, but Ja'Marr Chase played fine. Joe Burrow was okay.
He said he had a case of contract-itis.
There's a lot going on, but it's no excuse for that. You know, they should have beaten New England. It's just...
It was the single most embarrassing loss of the opening weekend.
True.
Sure.
Team was more embarrassed than that.
But again, if you think I'm the fan that my day was ruined yesterday because they lost, then you don't know me very well because...
You should have let it ruin your day.
It's not the way that I should be feeling, but it's one of the worst losses they've had since 2022. When they lost the
tough way to
games.
Lose.
They went to the Super Bowl the same year, so it's not like the season's over after one game. People like to do that. They're doing it in college football for certain things as well. Like Kansas's season is not over because they lost to Illinois.
Well,
we're going to get to them. We're talking Cincinnati right now. We're going to get to Kansas.
But that comparison doesn't play. It would be
college football also is much different because we all know in college football, depending on what conference you're in, you maybe only can lose one game. You're correct. Cincinnati is not going to only win five football games this year. We're giving you a hard time because you on Friday and for the last 2 weeks have told us the Ja'Marr Chase thing is not a problem and it's
Burrow's
not a big deal.
Back,
and it doesn't matter who they have and they're going to beat the Patriots. And so, look, admittedly, it was a hilarious result yesterday. Yesterday, that Jacoby Brissett beat Joe Burrow.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
I did.
Absolutely, I enjoyed it. The same way that you probably enjoyed the Chiefs losing the Raiders last year. It happens.
The Raiders lost to the Chiefs. That sucked for the Chiefs. That was bad. That was a bad loss. I wasn't joyful that the Chiefs lost last year.
I thought that's how fandom works. I thought we all agreed to be joyful in other people's misery sometimes.
And also, for those on the text line,
it's the regular season. I don't care. They lost the Raiders. It doesn't matter.
I don't think you can say that he got zero Super Bowls, though.
There's a difference in Kansas City where you're right. In the regular season, whether it's a Raiders loss on Christmas Day or it's a Cincinnati loss in the regular season, Chiefs fans actually, you can say it's arrogant, but Chiefs fans can say, hey, the regular season loss doesn't matter because they actually have the track record and the banner to back it up. In the same year where they've had these what were quote-unquote devastating losses, they went out and still won Super Bowls. With Cincinnati, people are way more skeptical, and I think it's warranted. And the Joe Burrow factor, like, yeah, he didn't have T. Higgins and all that, but, like, he didn't look special at all yesterday. Again, New England is going to win how many games this year, do we think?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Dude, come on. I mean, there's some teams we don't know, but I'll take the under on six on New England immediately. I mean, how many, like... It's like saying we don't know how many games the Panthers are going to win. Three, four, I don't know.
Look.
Very few.
Because the easy comment for me is to say, yeah, well, you guys lost to the Raiders last year. It doesn't matter because you guys won.
Correct.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing. Correct. That's the thing. I shouldn't feel. Everybody says excuses. I'm not saying excuses. They fumbled the ball. They lost the game because they turned the ball over. They stunk yesterday. I'm not saying that. Me making an excuse would say, well, T. Higgins didn't play. Well, this happened. They fumbled the ball. They stunk yesterday. The game plan sucked. They didn't get a first down until the second quarter.
Are you worried? You're not worried at all about Cincy?
No.
Okay. I'd be worried about Joe Burrow. He's only made the postseason two times in 6 years.
And he's gone to the AFC title game in each of the 2 years that he's been healthy.
Yeah, I know, but...
I don't know. I'm not... You guys aren't going to get me to crack because I'm not... Look, the Bengals could go 0-2 against the Chiefs. Would it suck? Yes, but... They still have 15 more games.
I'll give you credit. Week one is usually a liar. I don't think we'd want to extrapolate everything I saw on Sunday and be like, this is who all these teams were. But you yourself, this is the problem, Drew, is that you yourself 3 weeks ago were like, they got no excuses. Look how easy this schedule is to start the season. They're going to be 4-1, 5-1. They're going to be leading the division.
I said they have no excuse to finish. They have no excuse to finish worse than 3-1.
And they had the biggest upset of week one was their team.
But again, if they start 2-2, there's no excuse, and they should be
better than that.
And it's a problem, but that doesn't mean they can't turn it around.
Because their two games after this are the Commanders at home and the Panthers.
Yeah.
And we saw just how bad the Carolina Panthers are. They're not just bad. They're like going to be the number one overall pick for the third consecutive year bad. Is that be their third straight year? They had it the year they were the number one pick with Bryce Young. They were the number one pick that year because they traded up for it. Then they were the number one pick, honestly, and gave it to the Bears to get to the number one the year before. They might pick number one overall as far as like the record goes, like three times in a row. They're terrible.
Remember, we do have an outstanding bet. Remember, are you still holding? Are you still good on this bet for Sunday?
I'm a lot bolder than you guys because I don't run from any smoke, and it doesn't matter.
I didn't say I wouldn't do my end of the bet.
Our bet is still there.
Didn't you bet a tattoo with Barbara? Do you want to take that one back?
I don't run from any.
Let's lay out the terms again.
If the Bengals lose to the Chiefs on Sunday, I will have my hair bleached. Again, I did say from the jump, as long as you guys pay for it, I'm not paying for the
bleach. Don't worry about that. We'll take care of
it. I am not paying for the bleach.
Don't worry. We will take care of it.
I'm not shaving my head. Somebody mentioned that yesterday. I'm not shaving my head. That was not the bet.
Right.
It was just bleached.
My hair.
And?
I will get the 59 tattoo because that's Barbara's number. On my wrist, and I get to design it the way I want to.
Mm-hmm. He did agree to that from the beginning.
That was his terms.
So, and the McDonald's 24-hour challenge.
Sure.
It sounded like if anybody,
you guys were going to cower from the bed because you guys said 12 hours last week. You wanted to go down from 24 to 12.
I just said 24 hours.
I was fine to go down to 12 if we all wanted to agree, but 24 is fine.
12 came up yesterday.
Who said 12 yesterday?
12 last week. 12 came up. Cody said, can we do 12 instead of 20? Does it have to be 24?
And don't get me wrong. I don't think the Chiefs are going to blow out the Bengals on Sunday. Anybody that suggests that hasn't been paying attention to how these games typically go. We also know
it's
Cincinnati's Super Bowl. And if there's one thing I know about Jamar Chase, suddenly he's going to be feeling great and he's going to work his ass off this week because there's nothing he enjoys more than playing Kansas City.
You guys don't. So, it's not the Bengals Super Bowl. It's some fan Super Bowl.
Oh, the hell it's not.
It's some fan Super Bowl. If the Bengals win, Joe Burrow's going to say, yeah, it's a good win. We're moving on to next week. And that's the way that it goes because guess what? They haven't won a Super Bowl. So why should you celebrate beating the Chiefs when you haven't done anything?
Because they have done that. Jamar Chase has done that. Some of their teammates have done that.
Jamar will talk, but...
They don't treat them any different. They don't treat them any different.
God, he's got to regret saying that. Burrowhead.
I should make you guys call it that, actually, as a matter of fact. I should have added that to the bet, because you guys aren't giving up enough.
That's bad negotiation on your side.
We gave up. We gave up the exact same thing you gave up in our bet. We either of us have to go to McDonald's. I didn't make you make a tattoo bet with Barber or to dye your hair blonde. You just like offered that up. I had nothing to do with those things. I'm innocent.
You want me to negotiate against myself?
That's not. I'm not going to do that at all.
How much do you believe in the Chiefs?
A lot.
I think at the end of the season they will be 14 wins and they will be in the Super Bowl. That's how much I believe in them. I know.
And bet something legitimate.
What else you want me to bet?
Pick something.
I'm not negotiating against myself.
That's tough.
Why aren't you negotiating against you? I'm negotiating against myself because
I don't know why you did that.
Because I'm confident in my team. You guys talk all of this smack and all with all this confidence about your team.
But Drew,
with your chest.
Drew,
and
here's
bet
the
something.
Thing.
Say it with
Drew,
your
for
chest
a three-peat this season. Man.
They're the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champs. You're making it sound like talking from the chest is somehow not an accurate portrayal of, you know, where the Chiefs currently sit. Chiefs fans can literally say whatever they want.
If you think the Chiefs are going to win on Sunday and you're that confident, then bet something that means something a little bit more than a McDonald's trip. Please.
I'm not looking forward to that. That sounds miserable.
Jeez. Everybody said, look.
Someone already offered to bleach your hair for free if the Chiefs beat your Bengals.
Said my wife owns a hair salon in downtown KC. Will they come in studio? We'll take a picture of your phone number.
So hang on a second.
Shout out the studio, you know?
People are saying that Drew's giving excuses. So if I say the Bengals stink, is that an excuse? That's what I literally said. There's no excuse. They stunk.
Yeah.
I don't understand. There's no excuse. They sucked.
Yeah.
There's no excuses to be made.
That's probably the way you should say it. I mean, you knew this wasn't going to be a great day to walk into the office.
No, and guess what?
But I'll give you credit.
I'm wearing my Bengals hoodie. And somebody said that they would offer the tattoo for free. I will say this. I've got a tattoo guy that I've gone to for every single tattoo that I've had back in Indiana.
Are you flying him in?
It's going to take a lot for me to not get a tattoo from that individual.
Every tattoo you've ever gotten from?
Yeah, because
there's lots of great tattoo artists in Kansas City, you know?
I understand, but if I'm going to, for me paying my money, like, I need to, I want to go to my guy, you know?
What does Barber get, by the way, if the Cincinnati wins? I don't remember what the other side of this bet was.
Barber doesn't get anything as far as I'm,
get that hat.
I think I get the hat either way, though, because.
Yeah, I think so. You put a tattoo on the line, the hat's yours.
Someone said, Drew, $100 right now. I'm not giving you $100. You can give me $100. I'm not betting $100. I'm betting what I'm betting. If you want to Venmo me $100 if the Chiefs lose this weekend, go ahead.
Just one side of it.
I've already put up enough, Drew.
I'll give you that.
I have bet what I bet because I'm confident in my team. I'm disappointed that you guys haven't bet more. I know that you.
I don't know what else I'm supposed to bet.
You guys know each other better than I do. I think you guys should. I think you know what you would not like to do.
You're asking me to negotiate against myself. I'll be honest. I don't do that. That's just not how this works for
me.
Personally,
I'll consider it. But I don't have anything off the top of my head. I wasn't prepared to offer new terms.
Yeah, if you want to throw out something that you think I should do, then we can talk. We'll see if that's a viable bet. But if I'm not just going to throw out something
like
that
Alex isn't going to get a tattoo. That's just not going to happen.
No scenario on earth.
All I know is that
I have to get a tattoo if the Royals win the World Series. That was enough pressure.
I'm just saying, I'm going to say the same thing I said to Dusty earlier. For all of this talk that I'm getting
today.
You're
way too confident for a team that just lost to the Patriots. I'm just saying.
But again, who did the Chiefs play after they lost to the Raiders?
They went on and won a Super Bowl, dude. Like, it doesn't matter.
No, we're talking regular season. I don't care about the Super Bowl.
Well, I do.
What happened the game after they lost to the Raiders? They probably won the game. I don't even remember who they played.
I mean, probably, but I don't remember who it was.
One loss in week one does not matter. It doesn't matter.
For some teams, it doesn't.
It's a bad loss, and it sucks, and they were really bad. But they can easily turn it around and be very competitive like they have tended to be against the Kansas City
Chiefs. It'll be a competitive game on Sunday.
I just think...
Neither one of us is saying the Chiefs are winning by 20 points or something. No, I think it'll be a competitive game. It's the NFL.
But the way that everybody's talking and all this other stuff, the messages that I'm getting, just be careful. Look, don't lose to the... To the bum Bengals, then, who lost to the Patriots. The Chiefs better not lose to the bummy Bengals, who lost to the bummy Patriots in week one. It's not the same.
You're correct. You actually are in a really good... You should actually appreciate the lot. You're in a good spot, because you're right. Like,
It's a no-loss situation. Yeah, you're going to blame good spot. For losing.
Because on Monday, you'll come in if Cincinnati loses and say, well, yeah, there's not any good. And if you like, everybody will move on. But like, yeah, they're not very good. If the Chiefs win, you'll make a huge deal about it, and you should. You're in an interesting spot. But the Chiefs just have the Super Bowl in the background.
They beat the Bengals with Jake Browning the following
week.
Well done, guys. You did great.
Well, they can't.
Well done.
But you just said that game mattered. You can't now just
it only matters
knock
if he
it
thinks
away.
It matters. It only
well,
matters
I'm
if
saying,
he thinks
I'm,
it matters.
I'm sure that they won the next week, and they did. They lost to a bad team, and they beat their biggest rival the next week.
I still agree with it's their biggest rival.
People who think that I'm crying, you guys are hilarious. I'm not.
You sound flustered.
My day was.
All right.
I was not ruined
yesterday.
The
salt count is very
fine.
The salt count is very high.